From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour three of The Big Show. Great to have you with us this hour of the program. Senate confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett underway. And Senator Ted Cruz is going at it and delivering a strong rebuke of Sheldon Whitehouse. The senator from Rhode Island, the Democrat there, gave a 30-minute diatribe and refused to allow Judge Barrett to say a single word, not a single word, talking about all the dark money that's allegedly infesting the Supreme Court. And Senator Cruz, and we are working to get his full statements, went after the Democrats. And I want to read a quote to you from Senator Cruz. All of the great umbrage about the corporate interest are spending dark money is widely in conflict with the actual facts of the corporate interests that are spending dark money, and by the way, are funding Democrats by a factor of 3 to 1 or greater. So good for you, Senator Cruz. Good for you, sir, for calling out these Democrats for their lapses in the truth. Is that perhaps a kind way to refer to all of that nonsense? So we'll keep you posted on what's going on there later on in the program. Right now, I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Great to have our good friend Kevin Sorbo, who's always stirring stuff up in Hollywood and has a terrific documentary out called Climate Hustle 2. It's the sequel to a great film that came out in 2017. Kevin, hope you're doing good.
I'm doing fantastic. It's good to chat with you here.
All right. Well, I want you to tell our listeners about this this sequel to the terrific documentary that that came out back in 2017.
Well, you know, I'm always trying to endear myself as much as possible I can to Hollywood. So this is another one that they'll have them coming after me. But I'm just merely the host that kind of guides you through in segments of this wonderful, scientific approach to climate change. And it's really the other side of the issue to prove that all this, you know, this scare, this fear factor going on, that the world's coming to an end, there's another side of the story. But unfortunately, as you know, the news is dominated by the left, and they seem to get in all the words and all the lies, as you just mentioned earlier. You put it a different way. I just say they like to lie. But anyway, it's a wonderful documentary. It's very educational. I think people will find it very interesting. I think people from both sides of this issue should watch this and just get the other side. There's nothing wrong with getting the other side's point of view.
I love it, and I've done some of these panels before with some of these documentaries, and you do a Q&A with a great panel, John Stossel, a former colleague at Fox, and One America news anchor Liz Wheeler. This is a big deal, Kevin, especially when you look at the Democrat platform. If they win the White House, the Green New Deal is a very dangerous piece of policy.
You know, it's crazy. The amount of money, the billions and billions of dollars that have been thrown at this is mind-boggling, where it could have been served, obviously, and to better purposes. But once again, it's that wonderful fear factor. It's the same thing going on with the virus right now. You know, fear is an amazing weapon, and so is control that they want over us. So, we can only pray that it doesn't go Biden's way, because I'm sitting here in shock when I see this guy and the thing. This is the best that they can possibly put up to run against President Trump. But once again, I just hope people take a look at it and see what it's all about and get a little educated, guys, instead of being so ignorant about everything and just looking at one side.
No, and look, it's a very practical thing. If you love cheeseburgers and air travel, then you're going to vote Republicans, because the Democrats are going to outlaw both.
Yeah, no, there's no question. The things they're going after are mind-boggling to me. Where we are right now, I mean, I always tell my liberal friends, what do you think of JFK? And they go, well, we love JFK. He was awesome. I said, you realize, have you ever listened to his inauguration speech in 1960? Because take a look at that. That's not a Democrat talking today. That's a Republican talking today. And what's on his gravesite is, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. There's not one Democrat saying that. Every Democrat out there now says, we know how to take care of you better than you know how to take care of you. So just give us all your money, and you know, we know what's right for you.
And I think, you know, one of the things I think people are going to discover in Climate Hustle is, again, this is an effort to control what you do with your life inside the privacy of your very home.
Yeah, you know, I call it weather. I mean, we have no weather forecast before really 1880 or something. I don't know when they started taking temperatures, but, you know, nobody can tell me what the temperature was during the 1400s. So the lie about the polar ice caps, the North Pole's doing fine, and the polar bear population is wonderful as well. And all the tree huggers out there, I hate to break it to you, but there's more trees in North America today than there was 100 years ago. So, you know, am I for electric cars? Sure I am. Am I for job creation of being healthy and not polluting the earth? Of course I am. But America is one of the best countries. We're like one of the biggest countries in the world, and we're the least toxic. Look at China. Look at India, what they're doing. It's what they do is so much greater than what America does. But America gets all the assault put on them and all the verbalage put on them that's negative. When if you look at the reality of and the facts, America does a pretty darn good job of cleaning up the world.
No, you're absolutely right. By the way, folks, Kevin Sorbo on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. This is, you know, these kinds of documentaries are just few and far between. And I think the conservative, you know, the conservative community and Americans at large, you know, are really hungry for truth. And you guys certainly deliver in this new documentary.
Well, you know, it's funny. No matter what I post on Twitter or Facebook, there are these angry trolls out there that just want to get me blocked or banned in any way. And it happens. I post humorous things. I post funny things. I post things that are true, things that are factual. But, you know, they can't handle the truth. You know, it's Jack Nicholson's character, right? It's like, are you kidding me? This is a fact, and you're getting rid of me. And sometimes I'll post things saying, what do you think about this? So it's, I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but Facebook or Twitter will always try to, you know, block me or ban me. And it's just incredible what's going on out there. We're losing freedom of speech left and right, and as everybody knows that. And, you know, the battle's there, and I'm not going to give up the battle. We got to keep fighting, guys. We can't let this tipping point go the wrong way.
Well said. All right, Kevin, where can folks go if they want to get more information about Climate Hustle 2?
Go to climatehustle2.com. That's Climate Hustle, the number 2, not written out, just the number 2.com. And you can get all kinds of information where you can pick it up, streaming, DVDs, or anything like that. So,
all right.
If they want, they can go to kevinsobel.net and get an autographed copy. It's up to them.
Oh, that's even better. All right, Kevin. Always good to talk to you, sir. Congrats on the new documentary.
Fantastic. I'm going to throw a quick plug up there for Before the Wrath. It's the number one Christian documentary out right now, beforetherath.com, from the book Revelation. Please check it out.
All right. Thanks again, Kevin, and always appreciate you coming on the program. Kevin Sorbo, ladies and gentlemen, might remember him from back in the day, Hercules, rock star guy back in the day. All right. ToddStarnes.com. We have a crazy story, an update to something we told you about yesterday. So there's a 15-year-old kid. His name is Braxton McElhaney. Braxton McElhaney, he is a student at West Jordan High School in Utah, Mitt Romney country. And Braxton is a supporter of President Trump. He showed up at the school wearing his Make America Great Again ball cap. He also had an American flag face mask. I guess they're making the kids wear the face masks. So anyway, he's just, again, a kid who loves politics. He loves the president, and he's pretty fired up, and he wants to show America that he loves this president. He supports this president, and so he wears the hat, like many other people around the country. So anyway, the other day, he's walking through the hallway, and this is all captured on video. We have the entire profane attack. And a couple of girls, a couple of thugettes, they corner this poor kid, and they start smacking him around, literally slapping him in the face, smacking him around. They ripped his hat off and stole the hat. Then they stomped on the kid's glasses, and they threw his American flag face mask in a dumpster, a garbage can there in the hallway of the school. I don't know where the school administrators were, but nobody was there. And these two girls are basically tag teaming this kid. And one of them spits in his face. And it was pretty disgusting. They actually have a close-up of the poor kid, and there's just like, you know, it's pretty nasty. Snot. Yeah, they were. Apparently, one of the girls was very congested. And this poor kid is just sitting there taking it. He's trying to grab his hat back, and she's not letting, you know, again, these are big, burly girls. And they're just going back and forth, and profanity, I mean, that would make a sailor blush. And at one point, and again, I had asked Claire, you know, let's try to grab some audio. It is so profane. All you would hear were just elongated beeps. That's it. You wouldn't hear anything of substance. It was that foul mouth. And at one point, I want to read this to you, the quote. This is the quote from one of the girls. Boy, and by the way, these are white girls, all right? And the Braxton is a white kid. Boy, I'm going to knock you in your effing mouth. Let go of this effing hat right effing now. And here it is, folks. You want to support Trump? I'm going to knock you in the effing teeth. I'm going to knock you in the effing teeth. Do you understand the hatred and the vitriol that's spewing out of our public schools right now? These girls, I guarantee you, they're ignorant. Clearly their parents have raised, I mean, animals. I'm sorry, when you look at the behavior, when you go to our website and you watch that video, those are not humans. I mean, that is not the behavior of a human. So I don't know what the situation is in the home, but that's dangerous. These girls are going to end up in prison. What's the show? Orange is the New Black? They're going to be cast members. It's unacceptable. So the school district, and by the way, I just want to, and let me step back for just a second. We had this video, and it was out. A couple of other conservative folks had already posted it on their pages. We actually had this, and we sat on this because, A, we didn't know where this happened. B, we didn't know if it was authentic or not, if this was staged. We didn't know. And so a lot of these conservative news outlets, they went out there and they published it. We waited. We did a lot of research over the weekend. Somebody said, oh, we think this happened at West Jordan High School in Utah. Okay. So I reached out to the school board, and the school board told me, yeah, we don't know anything about this. And so we waited, and we waited until we got confirmation, and now we've got the story up. So the school district is horrified by this. They saw the video, and to their credit, they took immediate action. And apparently the kids have been expelled. They've been punished, and law enforcement was contacted. Honestly, the girls ought to be in jail, juvie, whatever. I don't know how old these kids are. But here's something that just really struck me. I mean, the 15-year-old boy, he had a mouth on him too, and he was, you know, let go of my effing hat, let go. And again, we're talking to teenage kids here, in the throes of a fight, a beatdown, and you know what they were hoping. They were hoping that he would fight back. And he said, I was raised not to hit effing girls. So that's, well, good for you. Good for you, young man. Spoken like a Methodist. I'm just kidding. I love Methodist people. I don't know. But I have a question for you moms and dads. And this is a legitimate question. I respect that. But at what point do you tell your son, you got to fight back, you got to protect yourself? I mean, at what point do you do that? What do you tell your kid when he's being attacked by two very large teenage girls and there's nobody around to help? What do you tell your kid to do? Does he just take the beating? I mean, what do you do? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I guess this is when it's good to have a big sister. to be honest with you. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Rick, listening to us in Little Rock, and Rick has a question for me. Hi, Rick, what's your question?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, look, I'm sitting here driving with my son, and we were listening to your last segment there, and as you began to talk about the audio on that video, you put a caveat in there. You said, oh, these are white girls, by the way. Now, I didn't catch it. Mm-hmm. My son did, and I assured him you didn't say that. And so, you know, on the new car, you know, you can rewind the radio. So we did that. And indeed, you did say that. And I did indeed. Why was that necessary? Was it because if you hadn't said that you or most people would assume that the girls were black? I couldn't answer his question. I didn't know why you said that. So I said, Todd's a good guy. We listen to him every day. Let's call and ask him.
Well, Rick, first of all, you have a very astute son who has very keen ears, because I did indeed say that. And there was a reason I said it, because of the quote. I believe in the context I said that they had said boy. Now, the reason I gave the skin color is because the victim here had been black, then those girls would have been accused and possibly charged with a hate crime because you cannot call a black person boy. And if you do, that would be considered to be a hate crime. So I wanted to, again, establish the fact that this was not a race-driven issue, that this was white-on-white violence, if you will.
Well, look, that clears it up, and I certainly appreciate it. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought your call screener was going to dump me because I told her exactly why I was calling, and she didn't seem all that enthusiastic. But then she did say she was just taking notes, so I understood it. But no, I really appreciate you taking
notes. Hey, Rick, and if you listen to this show for any amount of time, you know that those who have an issue or want to take me to task, we move those folks to the very top of the line. So we love talking to folks like that. Not that you're one of them, but it's a good question.
No, I know, and I do. I listen to your show every day. I'm just next door in Little Rock, and like I said, enjoy your show. Listen to it every day, and I didn't know, and I thought I would call and ask, and
Rick,
I'm glad I did.
Here's what I want to do. Don't go anywhere. I want to put you on hold here, and we're going to send your son a copy of one of my books, and I'm happy to sign one, and we'll send that off your way in Little Rock, so hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Folks, we've got a skedaddle for a break. We'll be right back. This is The Todd Starnes Show. Look, we don't mind that every now and again we're going to have a caller that's going to take us to task for doing something. I mean, we operate we're like a high wire circus act here, and we don't even have a net. So every day we walk out onto that tightrope, and you never know what's going to happen. But Grace, Rick from Little Rock said you sounded a little bit, uninterested.
See, I always try to be so friendly. And then the one time, all I was mm-hmm. doing is I told him, I was like, I was just taking notes. Because when someone calls me with a more serious, especially if it's a question for you, I type it down pretty much verbatim. So I told him, I said, I'm not trying to be quiet. I'm just typing up my notes here. So mm-hmm. after we had a little chat after we got off air, and he's like, oh,
so
no,
you're all good. So
oh, yeah, me and Rick, we're all good.
All right, you've made up, and
yes,
everybody's happy
we're
now.
We're good.
Yeah, that's, we aim to please here. You know, we don't.
I try.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
try
all right.
to be nice.
It's one of those things, Grace. It happens.
It's hard for me to be mean.
Well, that's not what I've heard, but
apparently I'm intimidating.
Well, you know, we get to, I mean, you're a tough call screener.
I gotta be.
What do you want to talk about?
Pretty
Hello,
much.
Starn Show. What's your name? Turn down the radio. I hear you.
Take me off a speaker, please.
Good job. You can turn your microphone off. Thank you, Grace. Hey, look, we've got a huge event tonight. And by the way, welcome back to the Todd Starn Show. We have a huge event tonight. This is, folks, very important. Churchprepared.com. Go ahead and write this down. Go to this website, churchprepared.com. And I'm telling you, I mean, these Democrats, given the opportunity, they're going to shut down your church. And we know that because that's what's been happening in places like California and Chicago and New York City. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line is the guy who came up with this incredible idea of organizing pastors, church leaders, Christians around the country for a free webinar hosted by yours truly. And Pastor Brian Gibson is on the Liberty University Newsmaker line right now. Pastor, exciting night coming up.
Hey, we're super excited, Todd, and we're excited to have you host the event. I'm telling you, we've got 9 or 10 of the best speakers that on their topic. There's nobody that tops them. They'll be talking 10 to 15 minutes apiece on their topic. They're going to cover topics like religious liberty. They'll be covering topics about your constitutional rights, covering topics about how to deal with crisis for pastors. They'll be covering topics like righteousness and race relationships, about protecting your children, about potential homeschooling options that are out there for you. I'm telling you, there's something for everybody in tonight's churchprepared.com webinar. And so people need to get signed up. They need to go there right now, and they need to save their seat. They don't want to miss this. We know we're in trying times. We know we're in tough times. And the church has to learn to take a stand. And information is power. Also knowing that you are not alone is so powerful. I remember being a kid and you walk into a dark room by yourself, and a dark room could be paralyzing. But when you walk into a dark room with a friend, that room all of a sudden is not as scary. And what we need is pastors and church leaders to lock arms so we can walk through this darkness and bring the light of the gospel to America. Now, I really believe that God's raising up a group of people to do that, and I'd love to have you join us at churchprepared.com tonight just for that. The light shines in the darkness. The Bible says the darkness cannot overcome it.
That's
exactly what it says.
I'm curious, Pastor, what has been the response so far? Are you getting a lot of interest for the big webinar tonight?
Yes, sir. There's great interest. There's great buzz. I see a lot out there on social media, a lot of sign-ups, because people are concerned about their country. And they're concerned about their religious liberties. And I know I have churches in Kentucky and Texas, and we had to fight for our right to go to church in the state of Kentucky. And the governor is a liberal governor there, Democrat governor, Governor Beshear. He fought against us tooth and nail until we fought back. And now people are seeing these things in California, like the onslaught against Pastor Cheon. He's a friend of mine. He's looking at a year of incarceration for having his church open in America. The people that attend his church are looking at $1,000 fines. Pastor Rob McCoy, I've been there and I visited his service. I heard they might be arresting people for going to Pastor Rob's church. I used to get arrested all the time in the 90s. Every time I got drunk before I got born again, they would arrest me, Todd. Now they won't arrest me, but I went up there to get arrested for the gospel with Pastor McCoy. And that man's been religiously targeted. The story goes on with John MacArthur. So this is waking Americans up, and Americans want to know that their First Amendment is protected. We'll be talking about that tonight at churchprepared.com.
Well,
unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a terrific thing, and I know many people in our audience are very concerned about what they see as attacks on First Amendment freedoms, specifically freedom of religion. And you're right, Pastor. I think people need to know there are a lot more of us than them. And that's why, you know, what you guys are doing is so vitally important, not just equipping pastors, but also church leaders.
Yes, sir. It's of the utmost importance to get the church behind the pastor, right? We can get the church leaders to gird the pastors, because there's so many pastors that maybe the crisis in their area isn't government lockdown. Maybe it's not economic. But there's a lot of divided congregations, right? And pastors feel like if they take a hard stance that maybe these people will leave or this group will leave. But that pastor's called to lead, and he's called to open the doors to that church. The church is led in pestilence, famine, war, plague, you name it, for the last 2,000 years. And church leaders and people that love their church just getting their pastors back and saying, Pastor, we're with you. We see what you're doing. We see this assault against our religious liberties. I mean, it can encourage the clergy. And then the clergy can charge forward with what they're called by God to do. So this is for church leaders. This is for everybody that cares about the church. They need to get on and get signed up at churchprepared.com.
All right.
It's so important.
Well, Pastor, we're good stuff. We're going to have to leave with it. I got to tell you, Pastor, you had me confused about something. Just going to be honest here. I didn't get any dress code for, the hosting duties. And I was looking at the lineup here at churchprepared.com. You got my good friend, Kelly Shackelford. He's wearing the big suit with the tie and the button down. And Pastor, you're wearing the cool hip, black t-shirt, blue jean jacket. So I'm like, okay, where do I go here? So
there is no dress code. Come as you are. Todd,
all right.
The kingdom of God is open to all.
Good stuff. I wore a button down just in case. So, Pastor, congratulations. It's a terrific thing you guys are doing. I know a lot of people are going to be watching this tonight online, churchprepared.com, if you want to sign up. And there's a countdown clock, folks. So 7 hours, 16 minutes before the start of the program. Pastor, God bless you.
Hey, bless you, Todd.
All right, there you have it. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Kelly Shackelford, Sam Sorbo, Kevin's wife, is going to be talking about homeschooling. So she's part of the lineup tonight. And you can see everybody that's going to be speaking. They've got the bios, all that kind of good stuff over at the website. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Lines, we're going to the phone lines. Whatever you want to talk about, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phone lines. Matt listening to us on the Talk Station in North Carolina. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. I've been missing you. Sometimes I can't get your show. Let me tell you about the greatest campaign.
Wait, hold on a second. What do you mean you can't get my show?
Some days, depending on weather, I can't tune in. But when I do, I always enjoy what we have to say.
I see. All right. Go ahead. My apologies. Go ahead and finish your thought.
That's okay. This is very good. I know you'd love it because Brian Kilmeade broadcast it worldwide Friday morning. I got a campaign ad, like I told Grace, from the North Carolina Republican Party. And it says, do you know Joe? Joe Biden ran for president 33 years ago. He dropped out because he was caught cheating. He was supposed to drop out of the 87 presidential race after it was proven that he copied word for word a speech by a British politician and a to-date photograph. Number two, Joe Biden ran for president again 13 years ago. He dropped out a second time for being racist. In 2007, he had to drop out of a second presidential race after Biden said, quote, you cannot go to a 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking. Then he said, Obama is the first mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean. Now, number three, up-to-date photo. Now he's running for president saying, poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. And, as you know, asking a black reporter if he was a junkie. Do you want the sources? I'll tell you, Todd.
No, Matt. No, I mean, look. I think we played this audio on the program quite a bit. This is all on the record stuff. I mean, it's very clear, and I think we've said this before on the program, Matt, that Joe Biden has a race problem. And when you look at the wealth of information out there, this is clearly an individual who harbors some sort of an issue regarding racism. Now, do I know that Joe Biden is, in fact, a racist? No. I can't know the man's heart. That's between Joe Biden and his maker. But I do believe that there's enough evidence there that questions need to be asked why it is that he presupposes that that only Indian people own the 7-Elevens or the motels. Why is it that he, you know, presupposes that that people like, for example, the corn pop story and the fact that he grew up in a Black Baptist church when in fact we know he's a practicing Catholic?
Yes. Yes, Todd. But, see, I probably missed that day because some days, like I said, I have to have my radio on the porch because I can't get it in. I can't receive inside the house.
Well, Matt, look, well, we're so glad that you're able to get us today, and we appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to us on The Talk Station. Folks, I'm telling you Matt brings up a point that there is an issue with Joe Biden and race. I mean, what kind of a person would deliver a eulogy to a member of the KKK? I just don't understand that. Especially if you're a politician, why would you put yourself in that kind of a position where you would do something like that? It makes no sense. By the way, somebody asked me a question about this ballot harvesting. There's been a big controversy over in California. Apparently, the Republican Party leaving these official ballot containers where you could drop your ballot at like churches. And now the Attorney General of the state of California is coming in and saying that it is it violates the law. And they're calling on the Republican Party to pull these ballot harvesting containers. Can I just say something for a moment here? I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Stop this nonsense, please. You know what, folks? We're grown adults. Get yourself to the ballot. Get yourself to the ballot box on election day. These ballot boxes, I don't care if it's in a church or a mosque or a synagogue. That's not the place for that kind of stuff. And I'm tired of it. And I can tell you this much. If this was happening in a Black Baptist church in Democrat districts, Republicans would be raising holy AC double hockey sticks. And the fact of the matter is, we've got to stop with the nonsense, people. You watch what's going to happen. How many people do we have in America? What, 300 million? Something, yeah, give or take a few. 300 million people, you watch. 500,000 people or over 500 million people are going to vote on Election Day. You watch. There was a report up on one of the social media sites. 10 million people have already cast ballots. 10 million people. Come on. We know what's going on here. We know what's going on here. It's like the who is it? The Jacob Wall and his group. They're these big super Trumpers, and they're always trying to cause mayhem out on the campaign trail for support of their president. You know what? Knock it off. We don't need that kind of crap. All right, come on. Unbelievable. See, this is why. One of the things that has bothered me about the Trump years, there are a lot of people that are trying to take advantage of the conservative movement. A lot of people who pretend to be conservative because they're trying to make a buck off the president. And I got to tell you, either a couple of months from now or 4 years from now, all those folks are going to be gone. Bye-bye. And you know who's going to be left? The actual true conservatives. And a lot of them, honestly, a lot of these fake conservatives are currently on your cable news channels. A lot of them are starting up radio programs. They've got their websites. And it's all about making a buck. It's not about ideology. They're getting paid to be conservative. And it's pretty pathetic. And sadly, many people are sucked into their orbit because they're popular, because they're on Fox News Channel. They're on One America News. They've got the big followings on Twitter. And a lot of it is just built on sinking sand. And, you know, it's a little frustrating because people get sucked into the vacuum and it's just not right. By the way, a terrific piece and of all places, the New York Times. And it was not to meant, it was not meant to be a complimentary piece, and we're going to get into this maybe tomorrow. But the New York Times did a story about talk radio. You know, a lot of people dismiss talk radio. Well, we have Fox News Channel. No, you got Donna Brazile and Chris Wallace and Juan Williams. That's what you got at Fox News now. And Marie Harf. Ugh. Talk radio is ultimately what is responsible for electing Donald John Trump. And the New York Times did a pretty lengthy piece, and they talk about how talk radio is turning millions of Americans into conservatives. And I hope so. I believe that to be the case. We have a lot of people listening to this radio program across this great country, and they're not just senior citizens. We got people of all age groups that listen. The New York Times thinks this is a problem. I take this, and I will read chunks of this on tomorrow's radio show. But I got to tell you something. I would wear this story as a badge of honor. At least 15 million Americans every week tune into one of the top 15 talk radio programs in America. They are not monolithically conservative, but they are overwhelmingly so. A dozen of the top 15 shows feature conservative or libertarian hosts with devoted followings. And they list some of the radio hosts, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage. Only one of those shows leans left. Well, and the reason why is nobody wants to listen to a liberal. I mean, come on. Let me ask you this. Just think about this for a second. And someone asked this question, whether or not there are any liberal talk radio programs out there. I said, you might want to check with Fox Radio. They have one or two. Could you imagine listening for three straight hours to Marie Harf or Juan Williams or Rachel Maddow? Oh, sweet mercy. I would not wish that on my worst enemy. All right, folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Been a busy day. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. ToddStarnes.com. Check out the website. Get yourself the podcast. Sign up for the newsletter. And let's get some more conservatives to the table.